A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
And as we explore the manpower landscape here in lifelong learning as well, we chat with Nick Johnson, who is Managing Director of Executives Global Network Singapore, or EGN, on how to always exceed those sales targets and stay motivated. In Career 360, we look at the labour market, help you figure out your career, and what better way than to ask the experts to get their take. Nick knows his stuff. He seems an overachiever, I might think. He just has that discipline and drive and puts it to good use. Nick, thanks so much for joining us today. You're a busy man, I know, so thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you very much for the invitation. I appreciate being here today.
So briefly tell us what EGN does. It helps people and companies grow through a trusted network of peers. Peers of people or companies?
So basically, we are creating peer groups of senior executives. So if you're looking at Singapore now, we have 310 members divided in 10 groups.
Okay. And how does that work?
So basically, it's a membership model where you subscribe for 1 year as a member. We are then looking at the profile and finding a right match for you in a group with other senior executives where you can meet together every second month, where we are providing a facilitator. So it's your chance basically to get away from your workplace, to meet other senior executives and discuss then the challenges you have, the opportunities that you're working on, and your company strategies. We just ensure that everyone signs a non-disclosure agreement and there's no competitors inside the group. So that's why we divide them, to make sure that you can have a conversation without your competitor around.
So I would say perhaps not in the same industry.
It can be also mixed industries, but you just have to check so there's no direct competitors.
What's the benefit of this, though? So it's like a big party, isn't it, Nick?
Yeah, basically, I guess the big difference here is that if you're a busy senior executive, to get together around the table is very difficult to arrange in your schedule. But what we are doing, we're scheduling the meetings 1 year in advance on a topic that basically the members have agreed with to discuss. And also you then bring in your real case scenarios, as I mentioned. So it's your real problems that you're bringing in. And we then have the facilitators to make sure that your problems are discussed and you get feedback in a proper and organized way. So the structure is there to support this.
But, you know, the pace of change is so quick these days, Nick. 1 year in advance, might the topic then change? Or what if you wanted it to?
Absolutely. So each meeting have two parts. One is basically on a topic that has been agreed with the group. And while the date is fixed a year in advance, the topic are always changing. And it's clearly defined the last time, 6 weeks before the meeting, when the final update gets. But then it's locked. And then basically conversations between the members are also on the app where they can communicate in between, where the chairperson is sending out pre-reading materials. They are reflecting on that. And then when they are coming together, everyone is really inside on the topic that is to be discussed.
Does EGN provide facilitators maybe for
yes,
the
we
event?
Have facilitators yeah. for each
so
meeting.
You guys need to know what's happening too. You need to be the experts in fields as well, right?
Absolutely. So if I'm looking, for example, at one of our groups, the marketing leaders group, and the person that is the chairperson there has worked 30 years in leading marketing agencies and as a consultant to some of the biggest brands in the world.
Talk to us about your views on the sharing economy. There have been some detractors these days that it's just big money coming in to spoil everything for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of apps for everything today. And while at EGN, we also have an app. It's more as a benefit to the members there to communicate between. But the main business for us is not to subscribe to an app. It's to meet face-to-face. But of course, the business of apps and the shared economy will continue to grow as we cut out the middleman and make more profits for organizations.
So obviously, EGN believes in knowledge sharing. Some companies, maybe not so much. Sure, they would like to know what's happening outside with their competitors, etc., but maybe keeping their secrets close to their heart. But I see EGN is doing non-disclosure agreements, obviously, to help keep that in check.
Let's look at Singapore. So most of our members are regional directors based in Singapore. They spend most of the time in the region, in Malaysia, Myanmar, Vietnam, perhaps India, opening up Philippines. So they have constant challenges that are very unique to each market. So it's very difficult to sit in Singapore and making decisions about the marketing strategy in Vietnam. And you're making these decisions internally in your organization based on your knowledge. And imagine them sitting around the table with 15 other organizations who are running their business in perhaps Vietnam, who's done it before, who understands the marketing tactics that are working in that market that are so unique for that market, to then get feedback so you don't do the same pitfalls or fall into the same traps that an organization have just done. And then again, to not having competitors around the table. But it doesn't matter if you are a bank or an FMCG or a pharma company in a market, you are still operating within one country where there's a unique culture.
As you facilitate these talks, as you take part of them and have a listen to what's going on, what do you think the biggest thing that's coming up these days for managers or for business owners in terms of management?
I think all the changes that are happening, the digital disruption, obviously, where the jobs are changing, a lot of automation, robots and so on. There's so many changes that that is the biggest challenge for everyone to keep up with. How do you restructure the organization and set yourself up for growth and still manage to keep up with all the new changes? And
what sort of solutions have you seen come out of the discussions? Well, unless you can't with a non-disclosure agreement that you must have signed too, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, everything from a small organization to large organizations that are members are going through these changes themselves. So let's say that we have a knowledge sharing group on India, which we had a focus group for the members who were interested in India. We then had one of our members who was on a board of some of the biggest companies in India. He was talking about his experience of how to run a joint venture in India. And then the organizations that were members of EDN who are running a joint venture or considering opening a joint venture in India could come in and listen to his talk, but also ask their own specific questions, maybe about the organization structure in India, which might be unique and difficult and also different from another market. So here you had a real chance to discuss around the table, how would you set up your organization structure and how would you adopt it to that market? Because it would affect everything, not only the organization part on the paper, but also your CRM system that runs your business behind the scene to the people that you're recruiting and training as well.
And you're finding the C-suite are very forthcoming with
their ideas. They are quite lonely at the top. So if you're sitting as a regional director, you're extremely busy and you're expected to lead and run your organization. But when do you have time to actually sit down and reflect on the real challenge that you have? You might be pushed by your head office to deliver on targets, but are you really encouraged also to integrate in an external network with other companies that are in a position like yourself or other senior executives that are faced with similar problems and get feedback on them before you implement the strategy? I mean, we all make mistakes all the time, but it comes to a huge cost of money if you can then...
If a C-suite person makes a mistake,
exactly,
right? Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Exactly. And it can be big decisions like, are you going to open one country over another or close it or restructure it? And it's difficult to make these decisions alone at the top. You can maybe not discuss with your friends or family, or go to talk to your colleagues can also be challenging.
So you must understand how that feels. Your Managing Director of Executives Global Network Singapore here, Nick Johnson, is speaking with us today. How do you tackle that? Who do you go to?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that. Actually, we have a peer group at EDN. Since we are in 15 countries, we have the number one peer group in the world is between us.
Why not use it too, right?
Yeah, so we have one. And most of our conversations are online, because we're spread over the world, but we're also meeting face-to-face one time per year. So that's my first go-to. Whenever I have a question, I'm thinking, what should I do this in Singapore? Well, how does it work in Denmark? Or how does we do this in South Africa? So that's my first go-to, and I get a few replies instantly within the same day. And just to mention one example here, we're setting up an advisory board now here in Singapore. So I was thinking, how to set this up? How do I engage the members on that? And I just posted it on the query here internally in my peer group. And I got a lot of replies how we do it in the other countries. I adopted that. Then I posted another query in my peer group with all the Singapore members asking for volunteers. I got 35 of my members volunteering on the board. Yeah, so now we're setting up this advisory board. Yeah.
Again, we see the benefits of this kind of peer group, right?
Yeah, extremely powerful, and it goes very quick.
How did you personally, though, weather disruption that's been coming at such a breakneck pace these days?
Well, I learned a lot from it personally, and also I changed the setup of EGN over the last 2 years based on what I picked up in the network. Not only the online network where we have the queries, but I'm fortunate to also join a lot of these meetings. Because of the digital disruption and how it affects everything, we actually are running a focus group called EGN Focus Group on Digital Disruption. So this is for all our members in Singapore. They can subscribe to this and basically every second month come to listen to industry leaders. We had recently the president of Microsoft, we had Unilever, SAP, and Oracle, and many other leading organizations running workshop on digital disruption. So for me, of course, I join all of these, so that keeps me up to date.
How has disruption affected company and your workings, I suppose, for 2018? Because if disruption is at this pace and some companies are just struggling to keep their head above water, trying to adopt perhaps technology, perhaps getting onto the AI road, they may not feel I'm going to be putting in resources for a peer group of C-suites every now and then.
Well, I would say for a start, it's not really chit chat. It's more really structured, organized, and everyone is busy. So it's straight into the business. People have prepared what are the things to cover, and our facilitator will look at it carefully and putting together a pre-prepared agenda so that it's really efficient and you should get the answers you need, which actually should save your company time and money and make better decisions.
What do you think of 2019? How are you guys looking for the new year?
So for ourselves, we had a fantastic 2018 and growing the company of EGN from 300 to 400 members. And we're going to go to 500 perhaps this year. That's basically what we're doing. And a lot of this is through automation, through the digital transformation with business development, where we're using tools like LinkedIn and so on to connect with more C-suite executives and inviting them to join the network.
So talk to us about your personal career path. You had sales as something in your purview always. So help us, the rest of the salespeople out there, how do you meet targets? And it sounds like only 2019 has started just a wee bit and you might be hitting your targets already. How do people do that?
Well, I think it's important to have the long-term objective, but the important here is to deliver a good product, because if we can ensure that the C-suites are coming to our meeting, they feel when they leave that I save time, I save money here, this is really helping my organization, it's helping my career, they're going to tell the other executives. I had one of our members now who's been satisfied with a few meetings over the weekend, linking me with the finance director, the marketing director of organizations. And I even have one of our members who want to make it a company policies for all the regional directors across industries to be a member of EGN, because she wants her colleagues to basically also learn from other organizations and to make better decisions.
Is word of mouth your only outreach avenue?
No, we also use LinkedIn quite a lot. So it's online, social media, sharing the case studies and the success stories online. But word of mouth is where we get the most members. We get referrals all the time.
How much does discipline have to play in all of this in success, Nick?
A very, very high part. And I mean, as I said, the structure here and the discipline to have the meeting dates announced a year in advance in the calendar, in the structure, is how we start this discipline. And then, as I mentioned, 6 weeks before is the final fine-tune of the topic when it's really locked in. So if you're dealing with the busy C-suite, you have to be disciplined. It has to be professional, otherwise it falls apart.
On a personal level, how does discipline fit into your life? Because I'm just going to tell you, I'm too tired, Nick, to do anything.
Well, I think discipline is probably one of my strengths. Personally, I'm also an athlete and I'm training. I'm training now for a half Ironman Vietnam and then Ironman Sweden in August. So it takes
some extreme. Of us would call that crazy, but okay.
Yeah, it takes about 20 hours of focused training a week. So if you don't schedule that and if you don't discipline yourself to jump out of the bed at 4 a.m., it won't happen.
Nick Johnson, Managing Director of Executives Global Network Singapore, chatting with us today as he perhaps heads out the door for another marathon. You can check them out also at sg.egn.com. That's sg.egn.com. Nick, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.